I've dedicated the past 20 years of my life to trying to understand bats and try and understand them from a genetic point of view, from an ecological point of view, and from an evolutionary point of view. I am Professor Emma Teeling. They call me the Bat Lady because that's the majority of things that I work on. And how I came about, I guess, getting that title and earning this prestigious place in Irish science was I was a zoologist who was really interested in trying to understand how different species can do different things. How can a whale swim? How can a bird fly? How can a bat live for as long as it does, for example? And from a little girl, I was fascinated with the animal world. And I got a unique opportunity to go study bats, to work with this professor up in Belfast. And since then, I have been obsessed with these magnificent creatures.
What's so special about bats?
Well, they're mammals for starts. And if you were trying to go and understand a little bit more about humans, a good place to try and start looking at are other mammals. So you could either study humans as they are, so they're close living relatives, or you could study things that are closely related to them but are not a primate, which would be, for example, a bat. They are the only mammals that can fly, which is a very, very unique thing. If you think about flight, flight is a very difficult mechanism to evolve. In the entire time of our planet, really, birds fly, bats fly, and pterosaurs fly. It hasn't evolved more times than that. They come out at night, so they seem to have a different type of sensory perception. There's many, many of them. One in five of every living mammal on this planet is actually a bat. They can live for a very, very long time despite being small and having a very high metabolic rate. They can expend up to three times more energy than a mammal of similar body size. So they have evolved an ability to deal with the stresses that having a high metabolism causes. They have some way of either repairing the damage, maybe not making as much damage, perhaps evolved a different way of protecting the ends of their chromosomes. So right now I have a big ERC, a European Research Council grant, to try and look at what are they doing to give them this apparent halted aging. These are just some of the things that bats do that are quite unique.
So the potential that's locked up in bats is incredible. And the fact that they've evolved to do incredible things means that we could learn from that.
That is exactly right. But how do you learn from them? You need to go look at the one thing that we all have in common, which is our DNA. And so bats and humans and different primates, the building blocks of how we can evolve and exist with our environment is all found within the nucleus of every single one of your cells in your body. And so therefore you look at the bat's genome, you compare it to our genome, and you see what's the same and what's different. And you try and find the parts that are different in a bat that let them do those extraordinary things, with a view to understanding maybe the changes we might make within our own genome to help us do those extraordinary things.
Well, maybe bats have a lot to help then in the future.
I certainly hope so. But then we need to protect them, we need to mind them, we need to understand them. And that's what my research group are doing.